Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
What's up, friends? I've got another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 35. Ben Glaze and I recorded it recently, and this free clip might get you interested in the full show, which you can get for free on my Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. This is no risk. It's guaranteed. You just go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up. You do have to put in a credit card payment in there, but I'm not charging you. All right. I would only charge you until the 7 days is expired. Then I'm going to charge you $5 or $10 a month. However, cancel it right after you sign up. Then, at the end of the 7 days, I cannot charge you. You're like, why the hell do you do that easy? Well, I want you to try it, and I don't want to be charging you just because you forgot to cancel it, for starters. Second of all, I only want you to enjoy it if you really want it. You know, at the end of the 7 days, if you're like, yeah, this is great, I want more, you can go back into your little profile on my Patreon and enable the card, and then I would charge you $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all of the audio, which is hours and hours every week. $10 a month is all of that audio, plus all of the video, the live streams, the live participation on Zoom for the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. A lot of the stuff is you got to see it. So that's kind of the probably the best way to be really active on the show is to get the $10 a month, but that's just me. $5 a month might be fine if you're just into listening to stuff, you know, pre-recorded audio shows like my daily Patreon bonus podcast, Who Are These Free Beers, not to mention the Lost Zane recordings. It's all there for you. Sign up, patreon.com/Eric Zane. One more thing, if you want to sign up for a full year, I'll take 10% off the price. All right, enjoy this free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers?
So now the gang was talking about having fights about really dumb things, like with your significant other. Here's one of the emails and free beer doing free beer.
Is this 8, Ben?
Yes.
My husband and I have been together for over 7 years. The maddest I have ever been at him, this is a good example of a dumb fight, was 1 year into our relationship. I had been super excited to show him a movie that I enjoyed. And while the opening credits were playing, I look over and he's reading the Wikipedia page for the movie and reading everything that happens in the movie. It was so stupid how mad I got at him in that moment that we laugh about it now. But man, was I pissed. I'm with you, ma'am. That is an egregious violation of movie watching etiquette.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you ruining that? Because now you're going to watch this movie and go, I didn't think it was that great. You knew everything that was going to happen. I'm mad at him for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope this fight restarts.
Yeah. Why would you do that? That's dumb.
I don't want to go into a movie knowing the entire plot of it already.
No, I just want to know the basic idea of what kind of a movie it is.
Break up with that guy. Yeah. I think it's the right thing
to
do.
Fine. Yeah.
7 years is a good run.
It's over.
Just kidding. Don't do it. That would make me feel terrible.
I had a feeling. I had a feeling it was coming.
Oh, yeah?
All that indignation was going to lead to him dropping that bomb.
Yep.
Only to put the brakes on. Hold on, I'm only kidding. Shucka, shucka.
I don't know if I would have. Yeah, I wouldn't have loved if, like, you guys had done, because you guys used to say more stuff like that back in the day. And if you would have just said, just kidding after every time, it would have been like, what the fuck is happening?
No, with that, he's just paranoid that somebody's going to call him out on it. I don't know. At one point, he has given an explanation about just kidding, and I don't know if.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if that was when I was with him, but I've heard him say, I feel bad because this, that, and the other thing. And now
it makes the joke funnier if you don't say it.
Because it's absurd. It's something that,
if
you're in that space doing that show and your job is to say what everybody's thinking and you do it, they love that. That's a connection. But if all you're going to do is repeatedly say, just kidding, it just takes all the steam out of everything. It's kind of his thing now. It's just annoying. I mean, now it's its own animal where, like on this show, it's taken on a life of its own. I would be disappointed if he ever stopped. That's it. My latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.